Hey everybody, this is Victor Perolnik with TrustShoring, and today we want to talk about how AI will impact how we develop software. We've done other videos on AI and how AI will impact SaaS in general, but here I really want to dive into how will this affect software developers, development in general, things like that. And there's multiple angles how to look at this. Number one, how does AI affect knowledge workers in general, right? And here we see it doesn't really affect senior people. If anything, it makes them even more valuable because they now can do the work of themselves and an entire team supporting them. They can be more efficient. Now, this is very generalized and it depends and yada yada, but you get the idea. Obviously, juniors and increasingly mid-level people across all of the domains, whether it's copywriting, content writing, whatever that is, they really need to skill up, level up, and use AI instead of being replaced by AI, right? That's a general mantra within knowledge workers, and developers sort of fall into that bucket and really face a similar challenge. However, if you look into software development in general, and I've been playing around with Cursor AI, for example, for quite a bit myself, and if you were to ask me for the biggest bang for your buck, what is it really good at? What's the best use case for AI within Codebase? And that's really writing things from scratch, writing MVPs, because you can really supply it an entire documentation. You can supply technical requirements, guardrails, things like that, and it will really write an entire application from scratch. Not quite, but almost. And that is an incredible increase in speed. You put it on a large code base and it will start doing funky things. It will start hallucinating as AI does. It will make up things on the go. You might end up with 8 different button styles across your interface because it just won't know or remember how you do buttons. And it obviously depends on your setup. It depends on how your design framework works and all of it. The better you are in all of those, the better the AI will do because it works a bit like a senile developer, senile junior to mid-level developer that keeps forgetting things. And so, well, that sounds like most junior developers really. And it's something in between. When you go back to the MVP or in general how it works, the question is, will this really replace developers? Will developers use this very soon and will only need half of developers? And so the answer is not really because of two things. Number one, because it can't actually really replace developers, definitely not yet, maybe somehow in the future. It still needs people to operate it, really know what they're doing. It needs very good documentation, better documentation than with any actual developer. So that's issue bucket number one. Issue bucket number two is that it fundamentally changes how somebody writes code. Because let's say a developer, let's say it would have taken them a week to build something. Let's just assume that using Cursor or any other AI tool, they can build something in 2 days that would have previously taken them a week, right? Sounds great. But the issue is, previously they were writing code for a week. And by writing code for a week, I mean, developers are craftsmen, right? Like any person, really, they love their trade. They do that particular job because they love it, they enjoy it, that's what they like doing. They like writing code, right? They like crafting. Now, what do developers like the least about their job? Well, that's debugging. Developers hate debugging, especially debugging other people's code. They just cannot stand that. That's the worst thing about a developer's job, apart from maybe talking to project managers, right? Maybe, that's maybe the second on the list that developers hate, talking to anybody, maybe. But anyway, jokes aside, debugging code, debugging other people's code, the worst thing of all. Now, how does working with AI look like? It works like this. Yes, it only takes you 2 days what previously took you a week, but the AI writes code in 10 minutes, and then for the remainder of the 3 days, you debug the AI's code. That's what it looks like, more or less. And that is not fun. That is absolutely not fun. Many developers are saying, this is not what I signed up for. This is really not what I want on a salaried job. I really don't want to be doing this, right? Now, if you're a solopreneur, you're a founder of a SaaS business, and what matters to you is not the hourly rate or the hours you spend, or generally your salary. What matters to you is results, right? You really learn to appreciate this. You learn to say, okay, whatever, I'll get through this. I need to get this done. I need to get to this outcome as fast as possible. And then you're very inclined to do this. And also, some developers see massive opportunities in salary increases. We're talking 50%, 100%. Let's assume a regular senior developer, their salary's, let's say $8,000, whatever, plus minus. Some might now come up and say, well, I want double that because I will endure this pain, but I will deliver so much more value to you. Now, so do see this coming up because many developers are very reluctant because of that reason. It's not really new. Initially, you know, any framework that we use today, when frameworks became a new thing, it was something, I can do this better. My login functionality, my authentication functionality, my database, you know, management layer is so much better than the one of PHP Laravel, of Django, of whatever the frameworks are, right? And so, cool, that used to be a thing. We had resistance there when frameworks came up, and then we started having things like code generators, and that already was very similar, where you would say, okay, please generate code. It was not AI, it was code generation. That's a step before, and people were already reluctant to do that because it essentially meant you get a blob of code that's generated, and you have to tweak it as opposed to write and craft it from scratch. But now we have Cursor and others, and this is being taken to the extreme. Another question, of course, is I just said this will mostly replace juniors, and this is actually a question right across the entire board, which is, well, where will the seniors of tomorrow come from? Because this is now increasing the time to get a job. Imagine you don't have to do unpaid internships for half a year. You now have to do that for 5 years to become a senior and now be paid a lot of money because you're one of very few seniors and you use AI, you replace entire teams, you produce massive value, and you'll be very well paid. But you need to get there, right? Might be something more like pilots do. Pilots, most of them, they pay for their entire education, which is private, which costs a lot of money, and they pay for fuel. Like, imagine, you know, flying a plane is not cheap. How many of us fly private? I don't, right? But imagine you're 20 years old and you need to rack up, I don't know what it is, but 10,000 hours in the air, and you need to pay for that out of pocket because, well, you need the hours to become a pilot. So these models exist out there, and I'm sure there will be arrangements where, you know, a Google or another company says, ooh, sure, we'll fund this for you, but then we get you under contract for not so expensive for the next 5 years after that or so, right? So all of these are possibilities right now, not a thing yet, but again, if we're looking into the future and maybe AI can really replace a junior or even a mid-level, then these questions will come up. These are my thoughts around AI starting to write code. If you enjoyed this, please leave a like and subscribe. And for more videos like that, if you have any question, feel free to book a call with us, start with us. If you are looking to hire engineers that know what they're doing with AI, and we can headhunt and recruit those. We also have AI specialists if you are interested in developing AI-based solutions. So all of that is a thing. Pop us an email, book a call, and we'll definitely talk about that. Thank you so much.